There are 340 students enrolled in the school district of Potosi, a community in far southwestern Wisconsin near the Mississippi River. The town has a successful and growing brewery, but Superintendent Ron Sari says business-wise, there's not much else.
We really have no major industries. We're a bedroom community for the most part. A lot of the people who work travel and commute to Dubuque or else Platteville, some possibly to Lancaster.
Schools in small rural towns across Wisconsin are struggling. Enrollment is declining, poverty is rising, and transportation costs are considerable. Jerry Feeney is the executive director of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance.
Really, for the last 20 years since the revenue limits went into effect, rural schools have been faced with significant challenges in being able to maintain the programs and offerings that they're providing for their students.
The current school funding formula places a lot of emphasis on enrollment and property values. So when rural districts lose students, they lose money. Feeney says often the only good choice they have is to appeal directly to local taxpayers.
Over the past 10 years, there have been nearly 1,000 referenda to exceed the revenue limit. And of those, 80% are rural school districts.
Lawmakers so far have avoided the issue. That's because it would likely require investing a lot more money or taking money from wealthier districts. And that's politically unpopular. Governor Scott Walker says both sides are to blame for not addressing the problem.
That's an issue that for years Democrat and Republican alike people have talked about but haven't been able to take on the old school aid formula.
Walker's campaign is largely focused on expanding state funding for private voucher schools, and he's not saying how much money he'd be willing to provide for public education. However, Walker says his next budget, if elected, would include more focused aid for rural schools, as recommended by a legislative task force convened last year.
We're going to build off of that and incorporate it in our budget to try and give more attention, not only for transportation costs, but for distance learning costs and other things that offset some of the challenges that rural schools have across the state.
His challenger, Democrat Mary Burke, says she wants to remake Wisconsin's school funding formula to help rural schools if the budget allows. She's also not saying how much money she would give public schools, only saying that she would prioritize funding for K through 12 public education.
What I want to do as we, certainly hopefully as we grow the economy and we get in better shape, that we're able to put more money into K-12 education, which if you're doing it, then that's the best time to change the funding formula because you're not taking from one district and putting it in another district.
Back in Potosi, Superintendent Sari says their 1950s school building is aging and needs attention. He says they've been surveying members of the community, asking them questions like, do you want our school to continue to exist? He says some people are worried.
When a school shuts down in a town like Potosi, they say that the town kind of goes dead. The school is seen as the heart of the community.
Sari says his district is trying to provide the best education they can with the resources available. But he says as state aid continues to decrease, that is becoming more and more difficult. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.